CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 2nd of October 2022. Here are the main headlines: RSGB Convention 2022, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, three new CW and FT8 beacons in service. Booking for the RSGB Convention ends today, Sunday the 2nd of October, so don't miss out. You will still be able to buy day tickets at the event, but these will be at a higher price. The programme is available on the RSGB website with summaries of some of the presentations. Information is added regularly to help you make the most of the weekend. In addition to over 50 lectures, there are also RSGB sessions on Sunday where you can meet the regional team, the board of directors and contest committees. Do go along and hear from these volunteer groups, find out their plans for the coming year and ask any questions you may have. DXCC card checking and new user registrations for Logbook of the World will be available on Saturday only. Full information about the convention is on the RSGB website. Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet is the world's largest radio and digital scout event. It takes place on the air and online between the 14th and 16th of October. If you or your club are planning to help a social scout group, a local scout group, get on the air, the RSGB would love to hear from you. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk and also post the details on the RSGB's Facebook and Twitter profiles. For more information about the World Wide Web, go to jotajoti, that's J-O-T-A-J-O-T-I, all one word, .info. On Sunday the 25th of September, the Mid-Corn will beacon and repeat a group brought into service three new CW and FT8 beacons. These can be found on 28.215 MHz, 40.050 MHz and 60.300 MHz, each using the call sign GB3MCB. The beacons were constructed by Peter, G8BCG, and are located at IO70OJ in Mid-Cornwall. They're ideally suited for identifying transatlantic and equatorial sporadic E, as well as F2 propagation. For further information, visit gb3nc.org.uk. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is on Monday the 3rd of October, when Damon Tilley, G4USI, takes HF on holiday. Aimed at everyone from beginners onwards, Damon will look at considerations and ideas for those who'd like to take HF away with them. Find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The latest edition of Radcom Basics was released on the 29th of September. Each edition, Radcom Basics, explores key aspects of amateur radio in a straightforward way. An email alert is sent to subscribers when a new edition of Radcom Basics is published. Topics included in the latest edition include how to start with a tight budget, basic bench default finding, and working towards and claiming awards. For more information, visit rsgb.org. The RSGB is hosting the Transatlantic Centenary Test 2022 on the HF bands for the month of December. Unlike those of the 1920s, which consisted of one-way communication, this event will encourage worldwide two-way communications with UK and Crown Dependency stations. There'll be a series of awards available for making QSOs with those who are activating historic RSGB call signs. The Club Log team has kindly agreed to provide the supporting infrastructure for this. Taking part is simple, and everything you need to know is on the RSG website. Now for details of rallies and event, the 48th Welsh Radio Amateur, due to be held on Monday the 3rd of October at Rougemont School, Newport, has been cancelled, and that has been previously publicised. The RSGB convention will take place between Friday the 7th of October and Sunday the 9th of October at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. For more information, see the rsgb.org website. National Hamfest will take place on Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th of October at Newark Showground, Nottinghamshire. Gates open at 9:30 and the main hall opens at 10. For more information, visit nationalhamfest.org.uk. Now for special event news, ZL75 WARC will be on the air from New Zealand between the 1st of October and the 31st of December, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Whangarei Amateur Radio Club. A certificate will be awarded for working any three club members on any two modes. To celebrate its 45th anniversary, Hahn Amateur Radio Club in northern Germany will be on the air from the 1st of October to the 30th of September, 1st of October this year, 2022, to the 30th of September 2023 as DR45HAAN, QSL via the DARC Bureau. Now for DX News, IK1TTD will be active from the Maldives, AS013, as 8 Quebec 7TD between Sunday the 2nd and Monday the 17th of October, mostly 20 metres. QSL via his home call, either direct or via the Bureau or Logbook of the World. Didier F6BCW is active in the Marquesas Islands, OC027. As TX7G until the 15th of October. He'll be available on 80 to 10 metre HF bands using CWSSB and possibly FT8 and RTTY. QSL via QRZ.com. Graham MM0GHM will be active portable or mobile from Barra Island on the Outer Hebrides, that's EU010, between the 1st and 8th of October. QSL via MM0GHM directly via the Bureau and EQSL. Now for contest news today, the 2nd, the RSGB DX contest will take place between 0600 and 1800 UTC. Operation will take place on all of the HF bands where contests are permitted using CW and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This weekend will be the 432 megs to 245 gigs contest. It's ending its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 2nd of October. At the same time, the IARU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest is also taking place using all modes. Exchange is the same for both contests, signal report, serial number and locator. Worktall Britain DX contest takes place today, the 2nd of October, between 0500 and 2300 UTC. Using SSB on the 80, 40, 20 and 10 metre bands, exchange a signal report serial number and WAB square. On Monday, the RSGB Autumn Series CW contest takes place between 1900 and 2030 UTC using the 80 metre band, the exchange a signal report and serial number. Tuesday sees the 144 megs FM activity contest, 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all-mode 144 UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same, signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the Irish Radio Transmitter Society 80-metre evening counties contest takes place between 1900 and 2000 UTC, CW and SSB. Exchange a signal report serial number and serial number. Irish stations also send their county code. Wednesday, the UK and Ireland contest club 80 contest takes place 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB, the exchange is your 6-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity contest takes place between 1900 and 2100 UTC. Exchanges is report and 4-character locator. The Oceania DXCW contest starts at 0800 UTC on Saturday the 8th, runs for 24 hours. Using all of the HF bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, the HF bands have been really humming this week, making up for the summer doldrums. A lot of this is due to the seasonal change in the ionosphere that results in more monatomic species and fewer diatomic ones. These are easier to ionise, which is good news for amateur radio everywhere as the MUF rises. A quick check shows that all the HF bands up to 10 metres have been serving up DX, so make the most of it. There have been 10 metre openings as far as Wyoming and California. The solar flux index has been static at 135, and that may not change too much as we enter next week with the return of old sunspot region 3098, which still appears to be active. The KP index reached 6 on Tuesday due to the impact of a coronal mass ejection on the Sunday. Impact of a coronal mass ejection on the sun. This resulted in widespread visible aurora. Unfortunately, a large coronal hole will become Earth-centric on Friday the 30th, which may result in high-speed solar wind stream that's expected to reach Earth beginning late on the 30th of September and into the 1st of October. If the stream's BZ is pointing south, it could result in a minor G1 to moderate G2 geomagnetic storming. Visible and radio aurora at higher latitudes may be possible heading into the new month as well. NOAA predicts that the solar flux will remain around the 130 mark, but that the KP index may elevate to 5 or 6 over the first half of the week. So we may have seen the best of DX for the time being, at least until the KP index recovers. Now for VHF and up, the current period of weather is fairly typical of autumn, with a mix of fine settled ridges of high pressure interrupted by some passages of low pressure with their attendant fronts and bands of showers. These can be very vigorous systems to cope with, bringing gales to some area, making this a good time of the year to make those final checks of antenna guys and fixings before winter sets in. In terms of propagation, there'll be some active rain bands crossing the country, plus a chance of a few showers. This raises the possibility of some rain scatter on the gigahertz band, although less intense than in summer events. The shower part of the story tends to favour the seas around our coast, but in stronger autumn winds, you'll need to keep on top of the tracking rate, which can be quite brisk. The occasional periods of high pressure bring a good chance of tropo at times, especially towards the continent from Biscay and France across to Germany and Poland. There will be some overnight mist and fog, which usually gives a boost to tropo for part of the day at least. Other exotic modes, like aurora, are certainly worth consideration after recent examples, plus of course the chance of some random meteor scatter. The daytime Sextanid meteor shower is still active, though, to the 9th of October, although we are past the peak. The moon is at minimum declination today, that's Sunday, and at perigee on Tuesday. Path losses will be low and moon windows will strengthen as the week progresses. 144 meg sky noise is high today, but low from Tuesday. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me until next week also.